Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Charlie Giancarlo. How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing great, Robert, and thank you for having me on your show.
And we've interviewed with Charlie in the past. He's CEO and chairman of Pure Storage, which is arguably the fastest growing enterprise IT company in America. Talk about what Pure Storage is.
Well, we are a data storage and management company. And, you know, it's become almost a cliche these days that data is the new oil when it comes to business. Almost every other article you read in the business press is about how companies are using data to improve their operations, to improve their profitability, but even more interestingly, to not only get a better understanding of their customers and engaging with their customers in ways that are more meaningful to those customers, but in some cases completely changing the business model of their industries in such a way that they're able to gain competitive advantage. And we help those customers to be able to use their data more effectively, more efficiently, faster, but also in a more secure fashion as well.
What do you do completely different than anyone? You're in a highly competitive area. Now, you may be the fastest growing, 0 to 1.6 billion, almost overnight, it seems like. But what do you do differently?
Well, you know, we started out by being the first company that really leveraged what was a new technology, and that was flash storage. It's what all of your listeners use these days in their cell phones. It's a semiconductor storage, whereas we all probably are still familiar with hard disks, that is magnetic disks. It was the vast majority of storage, and in some ways still is today. And by going to a semiconductor flash storage, what it meant was that we just had better control, faster ability to manage and process data. And in particular, it really allowed us to focus on software rather than managing the hardware, which was still mechanical hardware. So by focusing on the software, we're able to provide, as I said, to our customers, better management of their data, faster access, but we're also able to do things that even today our competitors can't even hope to do. And that is that, and this may sound like magic, but our systems never get old. We call it evergreen. We're able to constantly upgrade, update our systems in such a way that the equipment is always within the last generation of the equipment that we sell today. And we do this with no disruption to our customers' operation. And finally, you know, by doing that, we effectively operate as a what's known as a software as a service model or as a web model. You know, when you subscribe to any type of internet service today, it doesn't go down, right? It's constantly fresh and it's always updated. And you never have to worry that it's going to be down over the weekend or something like that. You know, we do the same thing with our capabilities where our customers never have to worry about going down.
And you also are probably the most customer centric in that you could get like 1 petabyte, which is, I think, like 1 million gigabytes, the size of a microwave?
It's actually 1 billion gigabytes in the size, a billion gigabytes in the something the size of a microwave oven. And actually now that's been updated. We can now do about 4 petabytes in that, in something the size of a microwave oven.
So let's talk about the concept of disruption and innovation. You use the word innovation. My friend, Terry Jones founded Travelocity and Kayak, and he always said innovation and disruption are just two sides of the same coin. If it's disrupted, it's happening to you. If it's innovating, so talk about your secret sauce of how you are so innovative.
You bet. Well, you know, innovation is certainly one of the hallmarks that I like to bring into any company that I work with. And it's really about looking at the market, you know, trying to develop an understanding of what it is your customers like doing and what is tiresome to them. And then coming up, and then by understanding the technological environment that exists, how can you allow customers to focus more on outcomes rather than on the on inputs to allow them to build those outcomes. So, you know, of course, it requires an understanding of, in our business, an understanding of what the technology can do. But more importantly, it requires an understanding of, you know, what is holding your customers back and looking for ways to allow them to achieve their outcomes with less effort.
We're at a critical inflection point. There's the opportunity to reinvent. How are you helping customers disrupt their own industries? What's an example?
You know, and so an example is by allowing customers to process their data at more rapid rates. It allows them to disrupt their industry. So a great example of this is we have worked with several, but I'm thinking of one in particular, trading firms. These are financial trading firms, and they used to do their data analytics of market information overnight. It would take them roughly 12 hours to process the data from the day before in order to build algorithms for how they were going to trade the very next day. And with our systems in place, they were able to process this data real time so that they're constantly upgrading their model as they go through the trading day. And it allowed them, you know, to have hours of more advanced processing ahead of time so that they could do better trades. And it allowed them to disrupt their industry simply because they could analyze data faster. Another great example of this is we work with a lot of genomics firms, and one in particular, they are able to take pathology samples, analyze that in a machine learning environment to build models for neural networks that can then, within minutes, take a new pathology sample and estimate the likelihood of cancer in that sample faster and, in many cases, more accurately than human pathologists. So, you know, again, these are ways in which, you know, we improve people's lives, but also change industries.
So let's talk about the word storage. So storage does not sound like a sexy word to people, data storage. However, it is becoming central to everything everyone does and maybe the single most important word.
Well, let me give you an example, and perhaps, you know, by identifying another trend, unfortunate trend that's taking place where we help a lot is in the area of ransomware. So, as you know, ransomware now is being reported more and more, and it's hitting critical infrastructure, right? And the problem for many companies is that the old methodology for creating security, which is building a perimeter, a secure perimeter, is no longer working. The perimeter is so large, the attack surface so large, that for most companies, the bad guys are already inside their network. And you need a method for being able to recover without having to pay the ransomware. What we're able to provide with our data storage systems are immutable copies of the data, such that if ransomware does hit, we allow our customers to recover their data within an hour or two. So that, you know, the problem, of course, is customers may have backups, but if it takes days, if not weeks, to recover from a ransomware attack, well, then they're going to just pay the ransom. In our case, we're able to allow customers to recover within an hour or two.
Where would you say we are historically right now as we somewhat emerge from the pandemic in terms of how CEOs should be thinking of our history?
Well, you know, I did contract COVID early in the pandemic with some of my travels in Europe. And as you say, I'm a history buff, so I read avidly on the great influenza of 1918, you know, which lasted a good 2 to 3 years and traveled around the world and really was, you know, killed more people in the world than did the First World War. And yet there were thousands of books written on the First World War and only a handful written on the Spanish flu. What was very interesting about the Spanish flu and the aftermath of the First World War was and despite the fact that, of course, during that period of time, there was a huge economic recession largely brought about through those two things, that after within a few years, we had what we all remember as the Roaring Twenties. And I think we're on for the roaring 20s here in the 2020s as the pandemic subsides. And a large part of that is social and societal. You know, there's going to be pent-up demand for going out in the evening, for travel, for frankly spending. We've never seen, for example, in the last several decades, the amount of household savings that we're now seeing in the U.S., largely because of COVID. And I think people are, you know, they're saving because they're not able to do many things. And I think they're going to start spending once we come out of the pandemic environment. So I think if we look back, what we realize is after pandemic, and this is, by the way, also true of many of the pandemics, of the past, including the Black Death, et cetera, is that when you come out of them, you see a revival of the economy. And we're going to see that coming out of this one. CEOs should prepare. For new growth after the pandemic.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We are speaking with Charlie Giancarlo, who is the chairman and CEO of Pure Storage. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is really happening in the data world, and then we're going to hear the secret behind the huge innovation and disruption of how they became one of the fastest growing companies in the world. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who reinvent the fabric of America. We're here today with Charlie Giancarlo, and he is the chairman and CEO of Pure Storage. We were talking about data and about storage, which really, Pure Storage, that's your game. And you are the ones who really founded that, are the best at that. But data itself is a critical thing. It is the ultimate resource right now. In fact, many banks, their data is more important than their banking services. Talk about the where data is at in the continuum of history right now. And I know you're a history buff, too.
I am a history buff, you know, and I think what you find out in history is every new technology, you know, going back to the printing press, has the potential and, in fact, usually creates the next several generations of history after it. And I think we're seeing that now. We saw it with the Internet. The Internet has certainly changed, you know, history in some way and will continue to. We're now seeing it with respect to data, the data that's collected, but more importantly now, the data that's being processed for machine learning, being processed for advanced analytics, for really understanding how our customers operate, how society operates, and so forth. You know, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. And unfortunately, what gets the headlines is usually when it's used for ill. But in terms of, you know, overall, I think we'd agree the printing press was beneficial. The Internet's beneficial. Ultimately, data processing and data analysis will be beneficial. It'll make our lives easier. It'll promote productivity and promote better lives for most of us.
As we're talking about disruption, let's go into the Pure Storage story, which was completely customer-focused, unlike any other organization in that space. Talk about what you did that was so innovative and disruptive in driving change through using this whole customer-focused model.
Absolutely. You know, and to put to underline exactly what you're saying, you know, our third-party measured Net Promoter Score is an eye-popping 82.5 when last measured. Now, to give you a sense for Net Promoter Score is based on a customer satisfaction index where anything below an 8 is a negative. On a 10 point scale, only 8 to 10 are considered positive. And this, and most of our competitors have Net Promoter Scores in the 20s. Companies such as Apple and Tesla have scores in the 50s and 60s, and ours is an eye popping, as I said, 82. Part of it is our focus on the customer. But part of it is really designing our products in such a way where, in addition to being extraordinarily reliable, our products are easy to use, easy to manage, easy to sell, and easy to buy. And so by really focusing on the outcomes that our customers want, all across the way, not just running to a fire when there's a problem, but making sure the fire doesn't start in the first place. You know, we're able to deliver really the industry's best customer satisfaction, the industry's best customer focus.
And a lot of that is on your concept of simplification. I know that the instructions to your product work could be put on a business card in the early days, right?
That's right. Well, even today, you know, most of our competitors have 2-week training courses and manuals this thick for how to operate their products. And as you say, we can fit the entire operating manual of our product on a tent card. Customers can learn how to operate it in an hour or two. The entire upgrade process only takes an hour or two. So we've made it extraordinarily simple. Our founder, who started the company in 2009, and interestingly enough, just a year or two after the iPhone came out, he said, gee, when I buy an iPhone, it doesn't come with a manual. It's intuitively easy to operate. And the software, can be easily upgraded. And even if I change the phone, I'm able to transfer everything I did before onto the new phone very easily. Why can't we do that in our business? And so it's been a consistent and constant mantra with us to focus on making our capabilities and interaction, not just our capabilities as a product, but interacting with our company as simple as possible for our customers.
And how has customer ease philosophy helped you with scaling and globalization?
Well, when you focus on simplification for the customer, it is a mission that really permeates the entire company. So with everything we do internal to Pure as well, we really focus on that simplification. Simplification, as we all know, whether it is a business pitch, whether it's a strategy, it requires a lot of thought. Making things simple is very, very hard work. It requires you really boiling down your value add, whether it's a functional value add, such as HR or finance, in terms of what they do for other parts of the company, whether it is a sales pitch that you're going to give to the customer. It requires a lot of early thought and analysis and boiling down what you do to a few simple messages. And that helps the entire company to be able to scale and grow.
And as Einstein famously said, make things as simple as possible, just not simpler. So how do you use this for your operational excellence to build the organization? And you're building a truly innovative organization, and you're helping your clients innovate as well. How does that become part of the fabric of the organization? What's the secret?
You bet. This really boils down to the two things I really focus on in terms of developing and driving an organization. As we talked about so much so far, innovation is one of those two legs, and the other one is operational excellence. Operational excellence is what gives companies the margin, if you will, to be able to invest in innovation. It's also, frankly, the lifeblood of any organization. Without operational excellence, you may be innovative, but you're not going to be able to translate that innovation into success. So the operational excellence means that every group, every function, every leader needs to focus on what are the elements that allow them to really meet or beat the best benchmarks, in any industry for what they do. The simplification involves identifying, what are the best practices, across any industry for that function. And then setting those as benchmarks and trying to achieve or beat those benchmarks. Now, typically some of that, maybe 90% of that, is replication of what others do. But in order to beat the benchmarks, you need to be innovative and look beyond what others do.
On that inspirational note, CEOs think about what new businesses can you use, how can you expand your business, and understand that data is the resource of the future. Great having you on the CEO show, Charlie.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8888.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Stevenson. How are you, Scott?
I am well, Robert. Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
A pleasure. And Scott is the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. It's a company about $2.6 billion, 10,000 employees, and really at the heart of data analytics. And you'll be surprised. Well, not everyone has heard of the company. It's because it's intentionally that what they're doing is they're the backbone of things like energy, financial services, and you'll even hear about things like how they're helping stopping human trafficking. So give a snapshot as what the company is.
So where you started, we work in specific industry vertical markets. The three that we're really focused on are the insurance industry and the energy industry, which is everything from electric utilities to global oil and gas companies and all the points in between. So petrochemicals, kind of that whole ecosystem. And our goal is to help our customers manage their digital processes so that they have really great data and really great analysis available to them so that they can make really good decisions. Those decisions may relate to capital they're spending. It may relate to how they're pricing the products that they're putting out into the market. It may be how they manage their own data flows so that they can be more timely in what they know. But basically, we are interacting with the digital nervous system of our customers in those three industry verticals. And we do it with a very particular point of view. And that particular point of view is that we can be that much more helpful to our customers if we have already pre-built data sets which draw on any one customer's data, but also everybody else that's in the same market space. Because the more that you increase the depth of the data set, the more that you can say meaningful things about what are the trends and where is it all likely to come out, and to be able to make really good predictions about what's going to happen in the future, and to say all of it and to do all of it with a high degree of confidence.
So that's really interesting. Let's take a look at something like insurance and claims. If you're working with a lot of the different insurance carriers, are you able to find patterns where something bad could happen? And because you're working with one company, you'll be able to predict that for another. Does that happen or not really?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So let me give you a very tangible example. So you and I, Robert, and probably almost all of our listeners would have insurance on some assets that we own. It might be an auto policy, could be a homeowner's policy. So here's what happens inside of the insurance world and our interaction with our customers. So when you file a claim against your homeowner's policy, let's just use that as an example, more or less in real time, when your claim lands inside of your insurance company's claims handling system, what they're going to do is abstract some of the key data out of your claim and send it to us in real time. By the way, we're the only place that they send this data, and we can talk about that and why that is. But more or less in real time, they send us the data. The reason that your insurance, and by the way, when you took out your insurance policy and signed for it in the fine print, you agreed that your insurance company could do this. So all of this is occurring with the consent of the individual. But the reason that your insurance company is doing that is that fraud is a very big problem in the insurance industry. It's estimated to be on the order of $25 billion a year. And it would be much greater if we didn't do for the insurance industry what I'm now about to describe. So your insurance company takes your claim, abstracts the data, and everything I'm describing here is machines talking to machines. This is all untouched by human hands. So the data shoots over to us. We catch that claim, or the data from the claim. We have in our data set the data from about 1.4 billion other claims over the last few years, and basically engage in this hyper-fast and very precise analysis to try to find patterns inside of that big data set, which was built from the claims from virtually every insurance company in the United States. But now here comes yours, And we can understand yours much better in the context of the last 1.4 billion claims. And so that's really the shape of what we do. And I could go into what we're looking for. We're looking for things like all of us are, including bad guys, are identified and sometimes misidentified out in the world. We, you know, the bad guys might use multiple names. They might use synthetic social security numbers, any number of things. And so part of what's hard about all of this is here comes your claim and you're a legitimate claimant, but there have been a lot of illegitimate claims that have been out there as well. What the insurance companies want us to do is to sift through the haystack and find the needles, which are the bad ones. Because so your claim, your data from your insurance company comes into us, and lightning fast, we do all that analysis and send back a signal to your insurance company that is saying, this one's okay, this one's okay, this one's okay, that one's not okay. Do not, you know, you should slow down.
What does lightning fast mean? How fast is that?
Milliseconds.
Oh, okay. That is lightning fast.
Yeah, really fast.
I'll tell you, it's a true value you're creating, like an umbrella for the entire financial markets industry. Let's shift over to your work in utilities. So right now, no secret, we're all in a pandemic and everyone's trying to open up and there are global shutdowns. Is there an opportunity for green recovery? Talk about the type of work you're doing in energy transition.
Right. So we build the sort of single view of truth about the capacity and the costs which exist at all points in the energy ecosystem. So we literally can describe every oil and gas asset around the world, how it is operating right now, how productive it is, what is its ultimate capacity, and what is the marginal cost to produce. This is extremely valuable information for anybody that's thinking about making an investment in a very CapEx intense business. It's like, you know, my asset, where would it sit relative to all of the other assets which are out in the world? To your point about a green recovery, one of the things that I have a chance to observe on, both through the work that we do, but also I actually sit on the board of a publicly traded electric utility. There is massive interest in how do we go through this energy transition towards a more renewable world. And I just want to say in the most general sense, there is a lot of energy and a lot of attention being given to this. And it's not only inside of electric utilities and power generation, but you find some of the largest global oil and gas players also reconceiving of themselves as energy businesses, you know, truly, broadly, and getting very, very interested in renewables and alternatives. So as the economy moves forward, I definitely think the direction of travel is more renewables, more conservation, and we haven't yet hit the peak of consumption of hydrocarbons, but within the next couple of decades, we definitely will. You know, there's 101 things that can get you focused on something other than the actual well-being of your customer. And I think one of the things that is a natural experience of a lot of CEOs, especially of larger companies, is that as your company gets larger and more complex, imagine, for example, if you and I, Robert, started a company together and we started with one product and one customer. Well, you and I would really understand that product and we would really understand that customer. But now we add a second customer and, you know, hopefully we're still very intimate with who are they and how are they using our product, et cetera, et cetera. But now we add a third customer and then a second product. And by the time you get up to something that is the size of Verisk or larger, we've got hundreds and hundreds of solutions and tens of thousands of customers. And I can't be in touch with all of them. No human being could. In the face of that, there is this tendency to maybe focus on things, well, that we can understand and that are accessible, like risk management and the balance sheet and cost control and what have you. But I think when a company begins to lose its sensitivity to its customers, it's really moving towards mediocrity. So one of the things is to constantly go back to the customers, to talk about to use examples of their actual lived experience and their experience of working with our solutions, and for leadership to model that it's all about the customer. My own privilege is I go sit in the offices of 30 to 40 of the CEOs of our largest customers each year. Partly I learn so much, but also because I model for the rest of my organization. You should be doing the same thing with your, you know, with your peers inside of our customer organizations. So I can, you know, customer centric, I think, is really important.
We are speaking with Scott Stephenson, and when we come back from the break, we're going to ask what everyone wants to know: how you can predict the future. Is there any way to predict black swans? And what can you do to prepare to emerge stronger post-pandemic? Back in a few.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Scott Stevenson, who's the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. And this is one of the most important companies because what they are doing is they are doing the data analytics that are changing the world in terms of insurance, stopping insurance fraud. They're helping with utilities, and they're also doing a lot of stuff in retail banking. But right now, what everyone wants to know is everyone's concerned about how do I prepare for the unexpected? Is there any way, being you're at the heart of predictive analytics, that CEOs can predict black swans?
There's no way to predict them with precision, but one can certainly create a sense of the more likely black swans, which could occur, and then to spend a lot of time thinking about those scenarios and ultimately coming up with ways of being both sensitive to the emergent, so know when the black swan is starting, so set up your nervous system so that you are aware, one, and two, already have on the shelf what your first couple of steps will be in response to a black swan. I think those are the things that folks can do. But to your question specifically, Robert, the very nature of a black swan means that it is something unusual relative to the historical pattern. And we always look at the historical pattern first and foremost in order to try to make a prediction into the future. Now, in order to make a good prediction, we also build into our models what are the things that have not showed up, but they could. And now you also start to build those in, but you don't have a fact base which allows you to know with certainty the probability that things will happen or the magnitude of them when they do happen. And so there is a limit to the ability to make a prediction. It will never be 100%. Still, looking at models that predict the future is very useful, because it can get you to get your mind running in the direction of two or three scenarios, which are the more probable ones. And then you can begin that process of let's listen for them when they're starting and let's know what our first steps are.
And what would you say the number one thing CEOs should look for right now is?
With respect to?
They want to emerge stronger post-pandemic. What type of thing might emerge?
You know, what I would start with, Robert, is maybe not so much the external force that might sort of come around and bite you, so much as the thing that I think is the most important thing that many, many companies can do, and that is to get on with the work of becoming the better digital version of themselves. So you know, one view that I have about business and the world is that you can take almost anything that a business is doing, you know, making a car or producing clothes or, you know, running a service business, what have you. There's the thing which is visible to all of us. So it's like, okay, that's a car. You know, there's somebody who is cleaning the gutter or what, you know, as a service or what have you. But underneath it all, I think every business can also be thought of as a set of information flows and decisions that have to get made. And that is the layer that we're so interested in at Verisk, and that's the layer that we're trying to feed. And so it's our privilege to be able to see into the into the digital infrastructure of literally tens and tens of thousands of companies, which are our customers, because that's what we're plugging into. That's what we're connecting to. And I think most CEOs would agree that their companies are on a journey to becoming a more effective digital version of themselves. And I really want to encourage that journey because I think there are so many rewards out there for companies, both in terms of productivity and cost effectiveness, but also the quality of decision making.
And are there any concerns with artificial intelligence? While people are making these decisions, how should they look at that?
Artificial intelligence is a definite part of the data analytic journey. We all experience some of the simpler forms of artificial intelligence every day. When you call somewhere and there's an automated attendant and it's giving you choices, and then it's responding to the choices that you're making, that is artificial intelligence. It's very simple, but it's artificial intelligence. So no concerns about AI, and it really, it is constructive and is definitely our friend as human beings if what we want is increasingly good decision-making and productive decision-making. But there is something we all have to watch out for, Robert, and that is there's a particular branch of artificial intelligence which is called machine learning. Machine learning is when you set the machine the job of interpreting what it's seeing and really sort of growing in the same way that, in a sense, human intelligence grows. The machine itself is learning. And just like with the human being, whatever is going on in our head is partly a function of the information that we're feeding it. If you read comic books all day, comic book content. If you read The Economist all day, economist content. The machine is the same way. The machine knows the content that you provided. And the thing that we have to watch out for, and this goes a little bit back to what we were saying about prediction in the future, a machine-learned algorithm will make you can train it to make a forward-looking statement about, make a prediction about something. The thing you have to concern yourself with is what data is it using in order to make that forward-looking statement? Because if, for example, we are feeding cause and effect data into a machine-learned algorithm, and the cause and effect data grew up in an environment where maybe there was bias that was in the system that was generating those causes and those effects. So, for example, if you were using data from decades ago, or perhaps even more recently, where maybe some people were at the lower end of the socioeconomic range, and because of that, it would appear that either they did not receive loans as frequently, or for any number of reasons, their loans were underperforming relative to the loans made to other people. You feed all of that data into a machine-learned method, and it's going to come back and tell you, don't lend to low-income people. I mean, in my very simple example here. First of all, we could have an opinion about that as citizens of the United States and the world, and I think we would want to think about it differently than that. But you may also be making a very suboptimal business decision based upon simply mimicking the pattern that existed in the past. And if you're trying to be really innovative, you don't want to just be a captive to the pattern of the past. So machine learning as a part of AI is very powerful. It's very leveraged. It's very automated, but you have to make sure that you're doing it in a way that reflects both really reliable data, which is relatively free of bias, and in a way that reflects your values and your ambitions. You can't just let the machine run.
And on that inspiring note, Scott, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be with you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.